Hey fans, Reed Farron here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. And Mitch, following the 41-38 loss to the Chargers, give us your first thoughts.
Well, my first thoughts is if you told me driving up to the stadium today the Chiefs had 38 points all from their offense, no defensive scores or special team scores, I'd have said, ooh, this would be a wipeout victory over San Diego. But give Rivers a lot of credit. You know, I've mentioned him for 3 years. I'm turning it over. He didn't turn it over in this game. And after having 99 giveaways from 2010 to 2012, he's only got 8 this year. He was brilliant today. And give Mike McCoy and Ken Wisenhunt a lot of credit. They've done a great job with him. So give him credit there. But, I mean, how do you look at this? Do you look at the 4 times you came from behind? Or do you look at the 4 leads that you blew, basically? But I thought when the Chiefs scored and Alex Smith had a great drive to score with a minute 22 left, that this would be a Chiefs victory.
The Chiefs are not going to use the excuse of losing Justin Houston and Tom Bahali, and they're not going to do that.
Nope, that's not what Andy Reid's about. And you and I have seen him. He has been around this league a long time. He is the best I've seen at next man up, move on, figure it out. This will be very difficult to figure this out. I mean, to lose the 2 guys that are 2 of the top 5 premier pass rushers in the NFL when you've got a lead, when you need him the most. But Andy Reid will have nothing of it, man. His experience now is the biggest asset the Chiefs have in trying to rebound from this and move on in the next 5 weeks and next week against Denver. I'm just leaning on the guy big time because he's been through this a lot. And they've got to figure out a way to make up for losing those 2 guys. Plus, you didn't have DeVito. You had 3 defensive starters. But their lack of getting a pass rush. And then the other thing that's apparent here, and it's happened now 2 weeks in a row, the Chiefs have built their defense based on man-to-man, by pressure and by man-to-man coverage. Pressing at the line of scrimmage, playing a lot of man, maybe safeties over the top some. But today, San Diego used that against them. Just a ton of crossing patterns and rubs. And then on the last drive, they used it to get checkdowns to Woodhead for 34 yards on 2 plays, and he was able to go out to stop the clock. Those took just microseconds, and so those were some big breakdowns. But that's the way the Chiefs have made their living, and so that's what they are and who they are. But today, we've got to be honest, San Diego used that against them.
Of the 38 points, what encouraged you most about the Chiefs' offense?
Red zone. They were great in the red zone today. And their ability to get to the third level and get some chunk plays. Even early on, the big play to Donnie Avery. I thought Alex shown some just real courage and competitiveness today. He played like a winning quarterback. But this is such a, you know, keep in mind, this is team now. This is how this thing's been built. But to get in the red zone and get, you know, punch it in when you had the opportunities. Now, there were a couple of exceptions. They get a field goal to go up 31-27. You punch it in there, it's 35-27, but hey, you haven't stopped San Diego anyway. But maybe as it get to the end, that was big, not getting a 7 there instead of a 3. But for the most part, when they got to the red zone, they were getting 7s, and that was encouraging. The other thing is, I think Jeff Schwartz and Donald Stevenson, outside of Donald's penalty in the 4th quarter, I think those guys did a really good job on the right side of the offensive line. A lot of Jamal's plays that he got in the run game were to that side. And so I think those guys deserve some mention because they stepped up when it was a difficult thing to do.